Yeah, you know what that means.
That's a good sounding one. I like the way that sounds. Like Phil said, you know what time it is. You know what that sound means. It is Wednesday afternoon. It is time for your weekly episode of Hipster and Homeboy. I am Ryan.
And I'm Phil.
And he's pouring himself a large, large cup of mugs. Yeah, I don't have cups here. We drink whiskey out of mugs. What's that called again? What's our whiskey of choice this episode?
Sazerac Rye.
It's apparently something that they make in New Orleans. Mm-hmm. Laser eyes.
This would be Lazerac if it was an L. This would be Lazerac if this was an L.
Ooh.
But it's an S, so yeah.
Ooh, it tastes like it's got a little bit of sweetness to it. It's a good thing we ate before this. Chinese food.
Yeah, because we're in New York and Chinese food is awesome out
here. That's right.
All right, so it is... What's today's date? Today is the 31st.
The 1st.
No, they're going to be listening to this on the 1st.
Well, yeah, in their time, it's the 1st, but when we record this the night prior.
Right.
It is the 31st, the last... Happy New Year, by the way. It's the last...
Last day of January.
Happy New Year. A little off. Actually, this past week was Chinese New Year. The year of the cock or rooster.
Rooster.
Yeah. So, happy Chinese New Year to anybody out there that gave us the food we were eating. Love that Chinese food. I was telling Phil, last year I lived in Arizona, and their Chinese food is Panda Express, and they love it.
Oh, Panda Express is not Chinese food.
It's not. It's just kind of like, it's like store-bought ramen with ground beef. There it is, the first one. We're trying to get into soundboards. Right now we're just using one on my phone, but coming pretty soon we'll probably have some more sounds to play with. There's a sound on there I want to play with, but he doesn't want me to touch, so I'm not going to do it.
Too many people use it.
Too many people use it. I'll just say it's using a lot of rap songs.
Okay. It's used more in reggae music.
I know nothing about that.
Yeah.
I'm just going with what I know.
It's used a lot on Hot 97.
There you go. Hot 97.
Cypher Sounds actually just did a documentary, two-minute
about the horn?
About him creating the reggae horn that you know.
Huh.
Yeah, he
created it?
He created the one that you know, like the pattern that you know of the reggae horn.
Oh, the brum, 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 brum.
Yeah, he's the one that put that together. And yeah.
Love it. Yeah. I love that.
So it is the 31st.
It is the 31st, the end of the month. We're going into February. 2 days from now, it's going to be Groundhog Day.
It's Groundhog Day.
Does anybody remember that awesome flick with Bill Murray in it? Did you ever see it?
Fucking hilarious.
Great movie.
Phil Collins? What was his name? Phil something? Punks is not Phil Collins. Punks is Tony Phil, but his name was Phil something.
I think his name was also Phil.
Yeah.
It was kind of like
Ned Ryerson.
Ned Ryerson. I have no idea who Ned Ryerson is.
That was the guy that was like, Phil?
Oh, yeah, the one you kept running.
I thought that was you.
Yeah,
that guy.
That guy.
Uh-huh.
I was going to say protagonist, but he's not a protagonist.
He's nothing. He's just that part of the movie.
That's it. I wonder if that's how he was credited in the movie. He probably used his stage name.
Ned Ryerson.
Well,
that was the name of the movie.
That's probably what he did in the movie.
Yeah, so what has been going on in this week that we've been away from the microphones?
Oh,
this is gonna
should we start with Donald Trump news?
It's going to be the Donald Trump show. Every week we start with Donald. It was like, I feel like Bill Maher. We just, every week we do a monologue about Donald Trump.
I feel like we're coming like a news channel over here.
But not fake news.
Not fake news. You're 100% fake news. Real news. Speaking of fake news, speaking of Facebook, I think it seems like by this point in time, Donald Trump has probably got some ratings because everything with him is a ratings gouge. He announced who the new Supreme Justice is going to be. I don't know who it is. I'll look it up on my phone, but he did it on Facebook Live, and the way he did it is he announced it kind of like premiering a new TV show. That guy's always after ratings.
Everything with him is a ratings draw. Ratings what?
I'd say ratings draw.
Yeah,
that works.
Like, it's one of those things where he's just like, and this Friday, tune in to see whatever the fuck I'm doing.
It's like he should have those promos they have for UFC fights.
He should have the promos they have for American Idol.
Yes.
He needs Ryan Seacrest, like, and tune in.
Yeah.
He needs that.
Or
he
Nick Cannon.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Nick Cannon does that shit.
Yeah. He does, just sitting off stage doing his Nick Cannon stuff.
Yeah, we talked about this.
We did. This is the second time we've ever talked about Nick Cannon. We should have him on here.
We should. Yeah, Nick Cannon should come on the show. But yeah, that's it's crazy. What did he do this week?
What didn't he do? He banned Muslims from coming back from 7 countries that didn't have anything to do with any terrorist actions in America.
And in doing so, he turned Facebook into ArguBook.
Yeah, well, I think Facebook has been ArguBook for about the past 6 months. I'm mostly arguing with family, but, you know, it happens.
That's a problem that most of us in the black community don't have.
Yeah.
Well, with this particular subject.
Mm-hmm.
But what I'm realizing is that Facebook has become ArguBook.
Mm-hmm.
And what I'm realizing is, and this is coming from a post I read from one of my own posts, uh-huh. I'm seeing, you know, the back and forth between this person and a lot of people in my feed. It's not even about discussion. It's about winning.
Yeah. It's
about winning. Like, I won. Uh-huh. You can never beat me. And right. It's like, if that's the point of the discussion is to win and not to mm-hmm. exchange ideas, then yes. But, like,
I love when that stuff happens. I love putting up the meme of Michael Jackson eating popcorn, and under it says, I'm just here for the comments.
I'm just here to watch the comments, yeah.
It's true.
And I, a lot of my posts I put up just to see, you know, how people handle them, you know. Most of them are going to be, they all lean one side because I mm-hmm. do have certain beliefs, but I do keep people in my, like, people go on, like, deleting sprees.
Mm-hmm.
I don't do that because what happens is you create a bubble where everybody that you are in that bubble with agrees with you.
Right. And then at that point, if you start deleting everybody, you're just no better than anybody else.
Yeah, but the thing is,
the great thing about this country, even though we don't like Trump, is you have the freedom to like who you want.
To not like him, yeah. So, like, one of the main reasons why I keep, you know, some people that other people may deem deplorable on my feed is because there's the opportunity to see what that side thinks or what that group of people think. If that person is part of a different group of people, I can see what they're thinking or how they're right. thinking.
And the thing is, like, some of my family members are big Trump supporters, and I am obviously not one of them, but they're still family. I mean, yeah, I don't approve of it. I'm not happy about it, but, like, I knew them way before this whole Trump thing ever started. So I'm not going to, you know, get rid of them or erase them out of my life. That's their, what they want to believe in.
That's their thing. So, I mean, what I'm seeing is, it's like, Facebook has, like I said, has become ArguBook. I mean, it's been ArguBook for a while, but it's like,
yeah.
What happens is I don't like creating that bubble. And the problem that a lot of people have is that they mm-hmm. create a bubble where they're on Facebook with everybody that agrees with them. And Facebook is a place where you can go where everybody agrees with you based right. on the people that you surround yourself in.
Right.
Now, see, for me and for a lot of people that I know,
mm-hmm.
Facebook is not like that because I like a lot of different things. I snowboard. I like muscle cars. I like things that are outside of the homeboy world.
Yeah.
So what happens is I find myself like, oh, yeah, we dig Mustangs or we dig Mopar or we dig whatever. And we're on the same group. And because we're in the same group, it's like, okay, let's be friends.
Right.
And then election season comes around.
And then
I get to see what that person thinks about yeah. outside of Mopar or outside of Mustangs yeah. or outside yeah. of snowboarding.
I just miss the days of being on my Facebook and just seeing fun videos about, like I showed Phil before, this amazing video that my girlfriend shared with me of the dog that knows to go get his leash and go get his coat and go, you know, for a walk. Like, those are fun things. And, like, there's, you know, things about Star Wars and photography and just fun things. But now I just feel like everything is about this.
Everything. Well, I mean, what I appreciate is how aware people have become of politics. And, I mean, maybe it'll motivate people to, you know, do something. Maybe it won't.
Right.
But, you know, at least people are aware of what seem aware or mm-hmm. act aware.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, most people aren't aware. Most people don't even give a shit. Most people, the extent of their activism,
yeah, I mean,
doesn't extend beyond their keyboard. So
a lot of things happened this week that he did that I was not a fan of, like the Muslim ban, also having problems with people that have green cards and are American citizens trying to get back into this country, and then also like there was rumors around going around that he was going to repeal everything Obama did for the LGBTQ. I'm sorry,
LGBTQI.
Yeah. He was going to try to repeal everything like that, and you know. I'm sick of seeing it. Like, I support keeping those things around, and I don't want to see those things taken away. But at the same time, I'm just like, man, I'm just so sick of seeing this Trump shit.
Yeah, it's overwhelming, and it's fucking exhausting, man.
It is. It's like,
it's exhausting because it's just kind of like, I'm not going to sit here and let this person say this nonsense without refuting some of these as non-facts or whatever. So you just kind of like, I gotta say something.
Because, I have to.
Yeah, and so you get up and you say the one thing, and then you're reminded that you said that shit all day from all the other people commenting on the same place you commented. And it's a conversation that you didn't want to have to begin with, but you felt the need to chime in. And because you chimed in, now you're part of that conversation all fucking day. And it's, like I said, it's exhausting.
And a big thing, a big story I've been seeing lately, especially around the whole Trump bans Muslims and people from those seven countries coming into America, is Uber is having a rough week. They're being a real I'm going to use that all the time. A real bad company, because they're getting a lot of flack because their CEO sits on the board of financial advisors for Trump, which is, you know, whatever. That's whatever. But he kind of just tiptoed around the subject of the banning of Muslims. And then also Uber was showing up at JFK to pick people up when there was an hour taxi strike on the entire airport because they were, you know, protesting against this. And Uber got a lot of flack for that, and a lot of people are deleting it.
Here's the thing with that Uber people showing up for...
They're just working.
That's the thing. I can't really give Uber flack for what the people that are on... Like, some people see this as an opportunity to make money. Now, look, what you have to realize with any situation, whether it's positive or negative, is if there's an opportunity to seize money, somebody's going to figure it out. If there's an opportunity to seize goods, somebody's going to try to do that. That's why when there's protests... There are people that loot because they see it as an opportunity. All the cops are into something. If you ever saw Die Hard, it was like the kid may opened up Bruce Willis's eyes in the scene where they're when they go into the bank. He's like, "What do you say to him?"
I don't know.
Oh, he goes, "Look around. All the cops are into something. It's Christmas. You can steal City Hall." And at that moment, he realizes that everything that they're doing is a distraction for what they're actually robbing, and which was the Federal Reserve.
Uh-huh. And then
that's what's going on with the Uber situation. You can't blame Uber for what some person that is looking to profit off of the, you know, the negative things that are happening. It just happens. That's how it is. That's how most fortunes in America have been made,
right?
You know,
off the backs of other people.
Ask yourself what a robber baron is, and you'll figure it out. That's the American way. It's the profit from pain.
Profit. Oh,
exactly.
Yeah,
profit from pain.
Oh man.
I mean, if you think about it, I mean, what the Kennedys made their money bootlegging. You know,
it's good money.
That's good money.
The whiskey. That's how a lot of good gins got made. That's bathtub gin.
It's that shine, right?
Yeah,
that moonshine.
That's right. Oh, that moonshine will make you go blind. You won't see for weeks with that stuff.
Yeah,
that real hard stuff. That real hard grain alcohol stuff. But yeah, that's some of the things that have. Oh, also, I got to talk about this because I love her so much. All the fantastic gifts and memes of Winona Ryder going around after Stranger Things won a SAG award. She just lit up the screen with her facial emotions, and God, I just love her so much. She's so beautiful.
Yeah, Ryan loves her so much. Me, not so much. I mean, I'm not just whatever.
Is it because she used to shoplift?
No, she's just whatever.
I just think
there was never a period where she was like, "Oh my God!"
For me. Yeah. Even like, in her older years.
Oh. Yeah, it's just, hey, white lady, you know, no, not,
she can rob me anytime.
Hey, sure, sure. She, you can, yeah. I have all of that.
Yeah,
I'm not gonna fight you for it.
Well, yeah, I will take it all in stride for that.
But if so, if you were in Drake mode, because I consider this, you know, to be what Drake is doing. If you've noticed, Drake has been, you know, intimate with a lot of high profile women.
Has he?
Oh yeah, I feel like he's got a checklist, and I have the same checklist, by the way, of women that he wants to be with, and he's just like, yeah, I'm Drake, I can do that. You know, his most recent.
What's his most recent fling? I don't really pay attention. Jennifer Lopez. Flings. Oh.
Yeah, and me and Drake are the same age. Drake and I are the same age.
Hmm.
And so that means I had a shot and I didn't take it.
You just, you know, you had the chance.
Yeah, I mean, there's not much different between me and Drake.
And Drake's
sensitive, I'm sensitive.
You're a sensitive guy. But you didn't take it by the horns and go after J-Lo.
No, I didn't grab her by her hoop earrings and, you know.
Giant hoop earrings. Those giant hoop earrings.
You know, the amount of time.
Plugging the iPhone into the soundboard is probably the best idea we've had since we thought of starting the show.
You didn't want to do that.
Yeah, yeah, I would.
You didn't want to do it.
No, I was so behind this whole thing.
So yeah.
I hope we don't have to pay for that. Do we have to pay for that?
No, because we're not making money off the podcast.
Not yet.
No. If you're making money selling the podcast itself, then at that point we're obligated to pay them royalties. But if we're making money off of merchandise from the podcast that we don't even have at the moment, then...
We have a podcast. We're talking right now.
No, merchandise.
Oh, we're working on it. Hey, that reminds me. We're on iTunes now.
Yes, we are building a brand, and that brand is getting more and more powerful by the moment, or at least by the week. We have that podcast long, but going back to Drake, I don't know where I was going with that, but I feel like I just wanted to talk about.
I talked about Winona Ryder, and you said
yes. So what is your? I mean, obviously, what? Winona Ryder is your J Lo in this Drake situation.
I have a lot of J Los. Winona Ryder,
really?
Felicity Jones.
Who's that?
The woman that played the newest female lead in the Star Wars movie that just came out.
Is she 50-ish?
No, she's
That's what I mean by the J-Lo in your
Drake
situation.
Oh, are we
Drake
talking
situation?
About like cougars?
Everybody else was like in his wheelhouse, but like she was just like, you know, not.
I thought you said Jennifer Lawrence at one point.
No, not Jennifer Lawrence, Jennifer Lopez.
Jenny from the block. She's from the Bronx.
Yeah, it's from the Bronx.
That's the next borough over. Well,
you.
No, it's not. Brooklyn.
I mean,
is.
You could take a bridge from here to there, but
yeah,
it's not like right there.
It's not a walk. It's not
a long
ride.
Bridge. But yeah, no. So Winona Ryder would be your J-Lo.
Are we talking strictly like women of that age bracket?
Of that, yeah.
I would say right now, yes. But you know who I would have put in that bracket maybe like 10-15 years ago, Diane Keaton.
God damn, you just...
She's an attractive older woman.
Wow.
She is.
You're allowed to have your... I don't have to agree
Maybe
with you.
Maybe I have a thing for older women.
Sure, go ahead. I mean, I'm going to... If you ask me mine, I wouldn't have a list that would be comparable to yours because, you know, that's what makes... That is the dynamic that makes us different.
Okay.
You know, I'm just saying. I'm
also, Keaton, probably like 40 years ago, Liza Minnelli. Mama.
Nah, I don't know. I don't even know if I can get somebody that's in that age bracket to co-sign that loan.
I think she's dead.
I don't know. The last time I saw her was, so like, I know her.
Will this work through the microphones? Hey, Siri.
Yeah, it works.
Oh, man. Is Liza Minnelli still alive? What is that? I don't know. That's not the answer. That's not what we were looking for. But at least now I know I can ask Siri anything I want to through this. What is that? That's a weird result.
Yeah, it looks like...
Bartholomew, is Liza Minnelli still alive? Hey, Siri. No. Okay, we're just going to move on for this. Let's do it.
So, yeah, you know, we don't have to agree on, you know, who we think is old and hot. I just maybe... I thought maybe Suzanne Somers. I don't know.
I don't like blondes that much.
Okay, I can see that.
I like brunettes.
So the Winona, that's a
Winona is a hard one. Try spelling that. That's a hard one.
I'm good.
You think there's a Y in it, but there's
I,
not.
I would end up spending Wyoming.
Wait a minute. This isn't right.
Wyoming writer. Okay.
But, like, I mean, I know she's older now, but did you ever see her in Beetlejuice?
Oh, she was gross in Beetlejuice.
No,
oh,
see?
You see, that's... See, I'm seeing Beetlejuice... I'm seeing what she looked like in Beetlejuice, and then I'm like, that's Ryan's.
It is. She's like Ryan's that, like, thing. Pasty white emo goth girl.
Ryan would have cleaned house.
Oh yeah, I would have let her exercise my demons.
Wrong movie. But if Ryan was New York City circa 1979 to 1983.
That wasn't that long ago, Beetlejuice.
No, what I'm talking about is CBGB's.
Oh, yeah, I would have been. No, I'm pretty sure CBGB's closed in the 2000s.
It did close in the 2000s, but I'm talking about when the punk scene blew up.
Yep.
That's when you probably would have, yeah.
I was an emo kid in my teens, so I love that pasty white, dark hair, gothic-esque kind of girl.
You like that heroin chic?
Yeah. With My Chemical Romance chic. Shout out to anybody that knows My Chemical Romance.
Yeah, I don't... That's not even heroin. Heroin Chic was the emaciated, sucked-in models.
Like, remember that the video DJ Jesse? The crazy white guy Jesse?
Oh, shit, I remember that
I'm pretty
dude.
Sure he was coked out all the time.
I remember him. He was in the era where they were trying to find something at MTV. That was that era where they were trying to find... Because they already had Carson... Uh-huh. They already had Fat Carson. What was his name?
Matt Penfield.
Was that him?
Jim Norris?
Those Carson Daly and was a guy that looked just like Carson Daly.
Matt Penfield. Matt Penfield.
And then they had Kurt Loder coming, still rocking from the 80s.
Yep. Doing the news. Sway.
Sway was their black guy.
I was young.
And then in between all of that, there was like this, we're trying to find something. And it was like they had Caduce. They had Amanda Diva. They had Lala.
I don't know who this is.
They had Star and Buck Wild.
No.
They had Tyrese was
I know Tyrese.
Was a VJ for a little bit.
Well, Sway. I remember Sway. I always found him so interesting because I was young when he was on, and I was always like, "What's in that hat?"
His dreads.
I had no idea.
Yeah, his dreadlocks.
I thought he just had a Rastafarian hat on because everybody I knew was wearing them.
Oh yeah, that was one that big. That was a big, like, the brown movement. Everything was, like, brown and tan. It was, like, earth tones, and people were wearing, like, the froze and stuff like that.
Yeah, the early 2000s was a very dirty time.
Wow.
What? No, I meant, like, you know, the hippie chic came back. Moving on. Shell necklaces are coming back.
Jesus Christ.
Shell necklaces are coming back. I read about it.
Jesus.
They'll be here soon. Yeah, shell necklaces. I'm trying to work my way out of this.
You try to climb your way out of the hole that you
remember
just
Hollister? Abercrombie and Fitch is laying off 100 employees. Or like 100,000. I don't know. They're laying off people because no one grows them anymore.
Abercrombie and Fitch?
Mm-hmm.
It's because LFO doesn't sing anymore.
No, it's not that. It's because they're just horribly a racist company.
Well, that's them. Yeah, that's them. And AE is like their wannabe, right?
Yeah. I don't think they're horribly racist as Abercrombie and Fitch was. I hated the Abercrombie and Fitch kids back in high school, always with the pop collars.
Abercrombie and Fitch was, it's not that they were racist, they were just ultimately exclusive. They were just like the beautiful people's club because if you remember, not only were they exclusive with race, they designed their stores so that if you were a certain size, you couldn't shop in the store.
Also, I had a girlfriend a long time ago that had to work in the stock room at Abercrombie and Fitch.
Why, was she Puerto Rican?
No. No, she was not. She wasn't fat. She just was very tall and very, being tall person, she was also a little bit bigger.
Oh, so you dated She-Hulk?
I dated a linebacker, basically.
That's awesome.
A WNBA. She used to be in the WNBA.
You dated Lisa Leslie?
Lisa Lampanelli?
Wow. She's like shaped like a fridge. An old school fridge.
Like one of those ones from the 50s that you would have to pull open the door.
With the silver handle? The chrome handle?
Well, that's the thing. You know, everybody has their shape and size.
Yeah, everybody, you know, has their shape. Right.
So this weekend, Phil and I had the opportunity to hang out with a good friend of ours. Actually, one of his counterparts in his... Phil is a very talented DJ on the side, and he's in a hip-hop orchestra group.
Yeah, so we got to hang out with my boy Jeff. Uh-huh. He's the MC. He's the brainchild behind the Phantom and the Illharmonic Orchestra.
Smart guy.
This guy, I mean, if you listen to our music, it's composed with a full symphony orchestra. And he comes up with everything from the lyrics all the way down to the string,
does horn, he really?
Piano arrangements.
He yes. does? Does he write the music?
Yes.
Wow. I actually didn't know. I thought that was written by like your orchestra people.
No.
That's incredible.
He comes up with it's a longer process, but he comes up with it because he doesn't straight play. So he comes up with the melody and so on and so forth. And he does it on GarageBand. And what's great about GarageBand is that GarageBand scores everything out. So
I don't know what that means, but it sounds important.
So scoring it out means that it gives you all the notes and stuff like that for... So if you wanted somebody to play it.
Oh, okay. It gives you those little funny looking J's.
Yes.
There it is. The J's. I was a drummer, so I'm the big dumb gorilla in the
with
background.
The X's.
Yeah, the X's. Yep. Just X's. Exactly. Just X's. Hit
X,
here.
X, 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 X.
Hit here hard. Yeah, I was the guy who didn't know how to read music.
X,
but
X, 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 X. Crash, X.
Crash, crash, X, X, right. But we were there filming for a music video we're making for him.
Yes, for Diabolique.
Is that the name of the song?
Yeah, Diabolique is actually
that means
available.
The devil or fire.
Cool.
Or hot. I don't know, one of those things.
It's available on Spotify if you wanted to check it out. Oh. It's you can listen to it on Spotify.
You can listen
to it on the website. It has probably half a dozen links to different versions of the song.
There you go.
dphantom.hiphop. Yeah.
Love it.
So we got to hang out with him, and we were shooting the music video because Ryan and
that's
I,
me.
we shoot video as well as record our voices on this podcast.
We do a lot of things.
Yeah.
We do photos. We do videos.
We're men without hats. No, we wear a lot of hats.
Yeah, we wear so many fucking hats. So many hats. Hats on hats. Hashtag
hats. On hats.
Hats on hats on hats.
Kind of like in Wayne Head, he had the Cousin 3 hat. Yeah.
Don't know what that is. But
Wayne Head was a TV show. It's a black cartoon back in the day. Mm. But Damon Wayans.
Nope.
You gotta get out more.
I watched Martin.
It's not a that's easy.
Martin
is easy.
The PJs?
PJs is harder. Yes, I'll take that. I'll take PJs. I didn't like that show, but I'll take it.
I liked it because it was kind of claymation, and I was a kid when it was on, and I liked Eddie Murphy.
Yeah, so I'm saying I'll take it. I just looking back at that show, you know, it's a good thing it was canceled.
Tried to get into Boondocks, right? That's what it's called, the Boondocks.
Boondocks is a little heavy.
That made me feel uncomfortable.
Yeah, because I can understand why. You're a very progressive guy, and you. Probably
Thank
are
you.
Not comfortable with the amount of niggas on that show.
She's like, oh, geez, I should.
That show was like Paul Mooney stand-up special.
I'm going to call Phil and just say I'm sorry.
Yeah. Like, that show was like, there was like a 30 nigga minimum in each episode. Like, they just got up on, they just draw little cartoons that just say nigga, 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 nigga. And I'm just going to keep doing it because Ryan cannot do it with me. And I'm making him more and more uncomfortable every time I say nigga. All right.
No, when you say it with the A, it's fine. When you say it with the R, it hurts.
There's an episode where they take that on.
Oh, wow. Look at that. Have you even watched it? I know what it's about. All right. But we were there recording video for him. But we did great. That was a lot of fun. But we actually had a lot more fun when we left. I mean, we had a great time with Jeff and doing all that stuff. But right next to the recording studio was a place called American, what was it?
American Whiskey.
That's right. And you know what we love? What do we love, Phil?
Whiskey.
There you go. So we went there. And Phil, why don't you fill them on in a little bit about a couple of fun characters we met there.
So first, let's talk about how we got there.
We walked
and...
Oh, you're going to tell them how I completely fucked everything up?
So Ryan was like, let's find some place. And we're in Midtown.
Yeah.
And if you know where American Whiskey is, it's in Midtown, and
it's down like
right next door to American Whiskey Stop. And I'm gonna tell the story.
Okay.
And I said, why don't we just go to American Whiskey? It's right there. We'd be good.
Right.
And he was like, let's just see what's around. So in Midtown, we get out and we walk out onto 8th Avenue, and we walk like three blocks up. We make a right. We walk all the way down to 7th. Mm-hmm. Walk back down those three blocks, make a right, back on the 30th, and then And then we're walking, and I'm like, why don't we just... I already knew where we were, so I was like, yeah, let's just go
I to did not.
American Whiskey. And he was just like, oh, okay. And as we're walking down 30th, which we came from originally, he was like, wait, I know that car. Referring to my Challenger. And he goes, oh, hold up, did we just walk in a big circle? I'm like, yes. This is a big circle that we walked in around. And we're going to American Whiskey, which we should have done in the beginning. We would have saved 25 minutes.
Yeah, we would have saved a whole 20. We did a giant ass tour. I apologize about that. Generally, I'm very good with navigating in the city. But that night, I was tired.
He was using his iPhone for GPS. That's why.
Don't do that in the city.
So we get in there. And
pretty nice place.
Yeah, it's got its commercial appeal.
It had bison heads and deer heads on the wall, which I thought was fantastic.
You know what? It felt like there's more than one.
It didn't have the authenticity of being something original. It did look like it had something about Cheney to it.
Yeah, it looked like there was more than one American Whiskey that exists. So we get there, and then we get to the bar, and then there's this dude. African dude, bald African dude in a blazer, in a tan blazer and a black V-neck.
Yep. Which screams successful.
Sitting by himself, and he's at American Whiskey, drinking Patron, because that makes sense.
A whole bottle, too.
Whole bottle of Patron to himself. And he apparently knows everybody in this bar.
Well, this is the thing. Remember how there was that girl sitting at the end by herself, and I'm like, oh, is she sitting there by herself?
And she was sitting there by herself.
And he said to her, I don't know, you didn't hear this, and I don't believe it because I think he was just drunk. He's like, oh, I own this bar. He said that. He said he owned the bar, which I doubt.
No, I don't doubt that because when he went to pay...
Pulled out hundreds.
No, he pulled out a black card.
He did pull out a black card. I did notice that. He
pulled
out
an Amex black card. Yeah. So that at that point, I don't put it past him owning the place.
Let's get back to that story.
And everybody knew him.
Yeah, everyone did know.
Everybody knew him. There was people like, and he was really cool, just like with everybody.
Yeah, it was a totally nice guy.
He was nice, like he was trying to keep people there.
Yeah, no,
not
totally.
Nice like he wanted to be your friend.
True.
I'm trying to make sure that these people don't feel uncomfortable here.
Real quick, one you have 1 minute to answer it. If you had a black card, which we all know a black card is unlimited, but you have to spend $500,000 a year, what would you buy with? What would you buy it with? What would you buy with it? You have a 30 seconds to a minute to answer, telling us what you'd buy.
I would buy a house a year.
You buy a house a year?
Yeah. You got to spend $500,000 a year. I would buy a house a year.
That's it?
I mean, you're giving me 30 seconds to answer. I can't come up with anything.
Fine. You buy a house a year. I'm going to buy a Bugatti.
Okay. That's $250,000. Go ahead.
Right up front. I'm going to buy myself a Canon Mark III 5D. What?
Continue.
I'm going to buy myself the most expensive topped out iMac you can get.
Continue.
I'm going to get add some tattoos to my collection. I got to finish my chest piece. It's going to happen.
Okay, continue.
The most hipster thing I've said all week.
Chest piece.
You got to finish it. I started. You got to finish it.
Yeah.
And then I don't know. I think I would like probably book trips for the next year.
Oh, okay.
Like Iceland, Japan. Yeah,
you had more time to answer that question than I did, but all right. And that was your question, so you set me up. Like most motherfuckers that ask questions like that, they only ask you the question so that you can hurry up and shut up so that they can answer the question with their better answer.
I'm not saying yes, but I'm not saying no.
So if we want to talk about tattoos, my mom, she talked about how she wanted to get a tattoo.
You told me this, and I really want to go if she goes.
My mom, oh, man. And if you know my mom, and if you grew up like I grew up, my mom is very, very, or was very, very against tattoos or anything like that, piercings, all that stuff. Mm-hmm. And then, I mean, 2016 came around, and she...
Felt progressive?
I mean, you know what? She's been hanging out a lot with me lately.
That's good. That's great. That's awesome.
My mom and I have a lot of conversations, and I've talked to her about a lot of issues, and I've made a progressive out of a conservative woman. My mom was very, very close to being a nun at one point. So
well, then you wouldn't be here. So that's good that she wasn't.
Yeah, but I mean, my dad, he's got that He's got that G.
Oh, okay.
I'm drinking, I guess.
Oh, wow, that came out really quickly. That could have just been your whole computer.
So, yeah, my mom came to the States.
That's what I said the other night.
And she... Not while I'm talking about my mom, man.
No, sorry, not to. No way.
So, yeah, she was very conservative and, you know, she was very religious and, you know, everything that, you know, we expect from conservatism, you know. Mm-hmm. And she... She was very, very against tattoos up until like last year. Then she was just kind of like, I kind of want.
Does she know what she wants?
Absolutely.
What is it?
She wants.
Please tell me it's something above her butt.
No. She does not want a tramp stamp.
Damn.
My mom, she says she wants the Miraculous Medal.
What?
It's a religious piece.
Oh.
It's like Mary.
Okay.
It's two sided. She wanted the front on over her heart, and then the back over like one of her shoulder blades.
That works.
Yeah, and she's got like the placement down pat and everything. So my mom is a little bit further along on what she wants for her first tattoo than I do.
Well, that's right. You
she's
guys,
had a lot longer to think about it than I do.
She's got I probably like what 30 years on you.
At least two of me think about what she wants for a tattoo.
Well, you know, you got to let me know when she goes to get it because I want to be there. And I think, actually, I want to meet your mom. I don't think I've ever met your mom.
Yeah, I haven't met my mom.
She's kind of like, I've been to your mom's house many a time, but I've heard her. I've never seen her. She's kind of like, it could be a recording for all I know.
No, my mom is an actual person.
Are you pulling a psycho on me?
No. My mom is an actual person.
Anyway.
That'd be really funny if I was,
it would
right?
be. Continue with the rest of our night at the bar now that we're past the tattoos question.
So this dude is at the bar and he's, you know, buying up the bar and he apparently owns the place. Mm-hmm. And then we turn to our right and there's these two blondes trying to get my attention. Mm-hmm. Because they made comments about stuff.
Like, I couldn't hear. What were the comments?
They made a comment about what I was drinking.
Oh.
And then they made a comment about, you know, what I was drinking compared to what they were drinking. And uh-huh. It was like very, very obvious that she pointed at my drink.
Right.
And then pointed at hers. And I was like,
they were looking for it.
Oh, hey. What's going on?
Oh, hey there.
How you doing, girl? I wish I could talk this low in a bar, but this mad ambient sound.
You never sound sexy in a bar. Like, especially bars in New York City, you can't be like, hey, what's like, up, girl? It's usually like,
hey,
what's going on? How you doing? You come here often?
Hey, hello?
I hope that doesn't blow the speakers out.
No, it doesn't, but you know, you're good. You're good. Your levels are still good.
Yeah.
But, yeah, she was like, you know, it was two blondes, and we were talking, and then once she said kid, I was like,
I tried to help you.
Not really. You're a terrible wingman since you've started dating. This wingman thing is not your forte anymore.
No, because
you're in a relationship.
My wingman game is good. You know, you gotta put you up on a pedestal, and I have to talk to the other friend. So you
did none of that.
I didn't. I just actually
you
did, just
you ran to the bathroom. That's what you
I,
did.
No, all right, okay. So, I run to the bathroom. I had to pee.
Oh, I mean, since you're there, yeah, you can pee. But like, you could have held it. Also, you always giving me shit about, you know, breaking the seal.
Oh, right.
All of a sudden, there's blondes in the room. And
I figured you're a suave enough man. If I came back and all three of you were gone, I'd be like, yep. I'm impressed. But so, then I'd also be like, yep, I need to get a ride home.
Yeah, so it turns out these two chicks were from
Dallas.
Dallas. And they were in town for the weekend.
I think they were from Dallas, but her breast might have been from California.
No, they weren't that great.
Okay.
They were not Miraculous Metals. So they were talking about we talked about a bunch of stuff. We talked about Donald J. Trump.
We did. And did they support him? I didn't never get the answer.
I felt like they
never really answered.
Yeah. And then when we were talking about like what kind of music do you like, and they were like, I like this kind of music.
Mm-hmm. What kind
and
of music?
It was like,
do you
what
like?
Kind of music is that? You know, like this stuff.
No.
And I'm like, bullshit, bullshit,
bullshit,
bullshit, bullshit. I'm like, so you like trap music? And it's like Bruno Mars. Yeah, nah.
That's not it. That's not correct.
Sorry, that's not what this is.
I mean, they were, you know, they were nice.
They were sweet girls. Yeah. It's just, you know.
Well, the funny thing I noticed is like, you were talking to them and I was standing there with you and I was mostly focused on watching the hockey game that was playing in front because I'm not a big hockey guy, so I'm going to say this wrong, but it was kind of like the All-Star game or like the Home Run Derby. It wasn't really like they were playing a game. They were doing competition. So I was watching intensely because it was all the teams from the league. And I turn around, and then the two chicks are just now talking to two other guys.
Oh, yeah. There was one last question, and then one turned around, turned back, said something to her while we were talking. She turned around, and that was it. I lost them both.
Yep. I don't know why, because you're a very good-looking man, and I saw the two other men, and they were ugly.
See, they won automatically because I may not be their type. I may be their conversation type. Mm-hmm. Hey, he seems interesting. I may learn something I don't know about people from him.
I'm from Dallas. I should talk to more black people.
I don't know about all that, but something along those lines. Whereas them, they were like, I can see us aligning with something here. There might be a lot in common here.
You wanted to align with something.
Well, it was on the mind.
Just because she has a kid doesn't mean he was there.
It was on the mind. So, and then the other one was like, oh, look at my kid. And it was a dog. And I was like, I hate people like you.
It's like people that pull out phones and it's just pictures of their cat on the lock screen.
It's like, oh, my God.
Come on.
Oh, you know, who used to work with somebody like that?
Oh, I mean, you can tell me later. I don't know, but I could. I know exactly. She was really into cats. I remember her throwing up about it.
She threw up about it?
Yeah, something happened to one of them and she came into the back and just threw up.
Oh, I didn't know that.
This is before her boyfriend at the time started showing up in her house.
Yo, all right.
Moving on. We don't know who listens to this sometimes.
Not yet.
We're going to track it.
Yeah, right.
Get in the sled. That's an inside joke with me and my lady friend, but you loved that one.
So Ryan apparently got a new phone. Not yet.
It's coming.
He's getting a new phone. He's been talking about it all week. It's like the 6 plus 7 phone.
OnePlus 3T.
Why is 6 afraid of 7 phone? I don't know.
Nobody puts baby in the corner phone.
No, there's no numbers in that. But 6 afraid of 7, 8, 9.
Whatever. But I have. This is the thing, though. Yeah, right now it's sitting right in front of me is an iPhone 7 Plus, the newest iPhone on the market, and yet I still went out and I bought an Android OnePlus 3T phone.
Because Ryan is a tech whore.
I am. It's one of my passions. It's something I appreciate.
I mean, I'm a tech slut, but Ryan's a tech whore.
That's right. I put it out there for everybody.
Yeah, it's more letters.
That's right. If any companies out there that are tech companies want us to review their stuff on here, I will, because I'll probably talk about the phone next episode a little.
So yeah, Ryan is a tech.
All right, I'm gonna explain to you real quick.
Or tell me why.
Oh, that's Backstreet Boys. NSYNC. Yeah. No, 98 Degrees.
That's NSYNC? Somebody from the Bubblegum Factory. But continue.
All right, so yeah, I have an iPhone, and I'm getting this Android OnePlus T phone in the mail. It should be here either tomorrow or Thursday. I think Thursday, and I'm very excited about it. And here's the reason why. I'm getting it.
Tell us.
Because I've had an iPhone since 2007. I have, in my drawer, in the other room, I have the original iPhone.
I know for a fact that you've had other phones.
Yes.
You had the Galaxy S6.
Yeah, and the 7 that almost blew up. Yeah,
you had all these phones. You even had the Google Pixel.
I did.
So
I would have kept the Google Pixel, but it was only 32 gigabytes, and I could barely put anything on there.
There was no expandable memory?
No, it's just regular phone. The camera was amazing. The phone is great. It has virtual reality and all that. I would totally buy that and use that phone, but it just didn't work. And this phone is cheap, but it's also high-end specs. It's like it cost me $300 to get this phone.
Who makes this phone?
OnePlus 3, or OnePlus.
That's a new company?
It's a indie company.
Like Huawei?
It's like Huawei, but it's called OnePlus, and they make these awesome, affordable phones with super high-end specs. This thing has a 16-megapixel camera. It could charge from 0 to 100% in an hour.
0 to 100 real quick.
Is that something?
That was a really popular song by Drizzy Drake.
The same one?
0 to 100 real quick.
Is Drizzy Drake also Drake?
Yes. Okay. Drizzy Drake.
Is this like that Snoop Dogg thing? Izzle? Anyway.
Yes, it's kind of like that. Okay. Like Diddy is, you know, Puff Daddy.
Puff Daddy, P. Diddy, the artist formerly known as P. Diddy. Yeah. That whole thing. Anyway, the phone, you know what? I've had the iPhone for 10 years now. And yes, I've hoarded around, you know, I've had some side pieces here and there, but I always came back to the iPhone. It's just like, you know, it gets boring after a while.
I kept it interesting. So I did not have the first iPhone.
No, I remember when I first met you, you had like the HTC or something, or a giant phone. Evo?
No, I had the Note.
Oh, yeah.
Before the Note blew up. So I always had something different. Like, I mean, but I bounced it back and forth between. I had the iPhone 4S.
Right.
And then I had the iPhone. I did not have the iPhone 5.
I literally have had every single iteration of the iPhone. Except for the C ones and the SE one.
I did not have the iPhone. I did not have the iPhone 3G. I did not have the iPhone 3GS. I did not have the iPhone 4. I was like, nope, these phones suck. And the reason why I thought they sucked is because I saw other phones with technology that existed that the iPhone did not have. So when I had my Blackjack, Samsung Blackjack, which was running Windows Mobile, you were able to take songs and turn them into ringtones.
There you go.
Able to listen to those songs. It had Bluetooth. iPhone had Bluetooth. But it had stereo Bluetooth. iPhone did not have that. You can record video. You can send photo text messages. You can send video text messages. And then I had the iPhone for a week, and I was like, if this is the phone that's supposed to destroy all other phones,
why can't it do these
things? Why can't it do the thing that the phone that I had that came out a year and change before this phone, why can't it do the stuff that phone can do?
It's because we all know Apple takes its sweet-ass time to get around to things.
No. What Apple does, and I mean, they're good at it. What Apple does is they look at what exists, and then they look at all the flaws, and they take the flaws, and then they remove them. So right. What they did with the iPod was they looked at the CD player and the Walkman, and they were like, what do people want? People want to be able to carry their music. What do people not want to do? People do not want to be able to have to carry multiple CDs.
Like that big CD book you had in the back seat of your car?
Exactly.
Oh, man.
People didn't want to have to carry around a big device.
No.
People wanted to be able to carry around music, but not that way. So they stripped it all down. They gave you a device the size of a cassette tape.
Love it.
And then they gave you
an iPod.
800 to 1,000 songs.
I mean, that was a lot.
It was like, yo, I'm never going to listen to all these songs. Now it's like
1,000 songs is one of my playlists on Spotify.
Like, if you look at the iPhone now, which is the evolved version of the iPod, it's like, how many songs can you fit on there? Every fucking song you've ever heard in your entire life and you will ever hear.
Yeah. I mean, this phone in
front. How many songs you can fit on an iPhone if you just dedicated it to music. Because 128 gigs of music is a lot of music.
I have the 256 phone. You know how many freaking fucking photos I have on here?
Freaking fucking?
Freaking fucking. That's how crazy I am.
Is that German?
Yeah, freaking fucking. I have like 10,000 photos on this thing. And they're not all of me or my member. They're not all dick pics. Most of them are really good photos.
So you're not Anthony Weiner?
No.
His name being Weiner
just makes icing on the cake.
I feel like it's a setup.
Serendipity.
It's a setup. There's no way that's real.
Yeah. It's real. And it's in your face.
It's real and it's spectacular.
I think that was actually said multiple times this weekend.
It might have been.
I think I specifically remember you talking.
I told you the story.
Yes.
I told you the Seinfeld story.
That's
for anybody who watched Seinfeld, you can give us a link. Put a link up for Ryan's so Ryan can understand their real and their spectacular reference.
What, are you saying I never watched Seinfeld?
I'm saying you didn't get that reference.
I didn't get that reference because I was never a Seinfeld nut job. My parents watched it. I didn't watch it.
No.
When it was on, like we were teenagers. I was out getting high.
I watched it when I was, oh, let's see, I didn't get high.
I was getting high when it was upstate New York. There was nothing else going on.
I was a square.
It's hip to be a square.
In middle school and high school, I was a square. So, yeah, so I didn't really get, I didn't, not really, I didn't at all get high.
Are you high right now?
I mean, some people call it high. I would say I'm saucy.
You had a whole thing of Chinese food, man.
Hey, man, Tesseract. What's that? That's something.
Thor. That's Thor. Thor. That's the bridge they walk on to get into Tesseract. No.
What is that?
Tesseract?
I don't know.
I think it's something in Marvel. Hey, Siri. What is the Tesseract?
I found an entry about Tesseract on Wikipedia. Shall I read it to
you? Oh, it's like a geometric thing. No.
All right, thank you. Thank you, Siri. You were no help. As per usual, Siri is no help.
Absolutely.
This is why I'm cheating on Siri with Alexa.
Oh, I love Alexa. You know, you can call her computer now.
You can call her computer?
You could say, computer, turn lights on, like in Star Trek.
I want them to make it so that it has a man's voice, and you can call it Jarvis.
That's racist. No, wait, that's sexist.
I want a man's voice, and I want to be able to call it Jarvis. You know why? Because I want Jarvis. That's why my car speaks in a Australian accent.
Phil has
a man's voice because I want it to be Jarvis.
Phil has Apple CarPlay in his car, and he has it set up as Jarvis.
Yes, except I can't call it Jarvis.
You have to say Siri. Hey Siri. And then,
hey Siri.
There it is. Oh, there she is. She's awake. Good morning, darling.
So, this is all stuff that people were doing when Siri was first introduced, and we're still doing it today. We still get off on, still getting our rocks off on.
Oh, yeah.
Saying good morning to Siri. Oh. Look at that. See?
I do.
Marriages don't get boring.
I do really. Now that I'm going to be doing the possible switcheroony, not my sexual orientation, the phones, I got to think, like, do I want to keep my Apple TV or do I want to get the Amazon Fire Stick so I could just say, hey, Alexa, play The Office on Netflix?
So, I mean, if you're going to get the Fire Stick, you might as well get the Fire TV because the Fire TV, it has the bigger processor. I think it has the hard drive in it.
The
Fire TV is basically the comparable Android version of the Apple TV. I would tell you to get the Fire TV as opposed to the Fire Stick.
No, the Fire Stick is comparable to the Google Chromecast. It just plugs into the back and that's it.
Yeah, and the Fire TV is like the Apple TV.
True.
The Fire TV is a little brick and you can it has the video game controller.
And can I say, hey, Alexa, put on
Yeah, well, you can get the controller.
Movies?
You know, it's crazy.
Huh?
So with Alexa, you can actually buy an Alexa remote. And you don't have to say, Alexa, hey, Alexa anymore. You can just press the button and say whatever you want.
Oh.
Yeah.
Wait, in your home, do you have the tall Alexa or do you have the dot?
I got two Alexa dots.
Oh, okay. See, because I kind of still want the big one.
Of course you do.
Don't do that.
No, I mean, we see your genes. You see, you wanted to take pictures in front of the colorful graffiti on Saturday. It's okay. Look, it's 2017. We're hashtag progressive. We hashtag don't judge.
Don't judge.
And we hashtag accept everybody.
Yeah, hashtag accept everybody.
Exactly.
Well, we were just taking pictures for the website that I'm working on.
The website that apparently we don't need.
No, we don't need it yet.
Well, if we do have listeners and we have people that are listening to this for
like six
for episode 5 of Hipster and Homeboy, well, let us know if
we're in
We're
in episode 5.
That's what I'm saying, for episode
5. Oh, I thought you were saying like for the answers for the next episode.
No, next episode is episode 6. This is episode 5.
Return of the Jedi.
Stop interrupting. Damn. So, if you have suggestions, if you believe that we do need a website, please let us know in the comments over on SoundCloud.
Or you can call us.
Or you can, chances are most of you already know us personally, so you can call us or text. You don't text me. I don't answer the phone.
Yeah, I'm a millennial. I don't talk on the phone.
I don't answer the phone because Sally Mae, she be calling me and
she is needy.
Yeah, and she be hiding under different phone numbers. So I don't answer phone numbers.
I gotta know you to answer the phone. But anyway, so the Alexa thing, I really enjoy her. I enjoy using her. I enjoy saying her name in bed.
That's when we talk to our the technology. We say, "Hey, Alexa,
how are you doing?
How you doing? Yeah, can you get me some?" And then dot dot dot.
Yeah, you can ask her for anything. I tell her to turn the lights on and lights off. She can buy things for me, get me an Uber, play me music, tell me a joke.
I mean, I got to learn how to set everything up for one controller, because right now it's like I got like four different apps controlling just my lights. And Alexa's one of them.
Nah, everything I do with my lights in my apartment is all done with just voice. I can just say, "Hey, Alexa, turn on my standing lamp," and boom, there it is.
My mom is in love with the voice activated lights. She's
like, Does your mom have an accent?
Of course, my mom has
like an accent. A Haitian accent.
Yes.
I don't want to try it, but I would figure it'd be something.
No, like... Haitian accent's kind of tough. I'm not even good at it. It's tough. It's
Does she understand her Haitian accent?
I'm sure she's aware. Matter of fact, my mom is very aware that she has one.
No, I'm talking about Alexa.
Oh, yeah. Alexa is advanced. Alexa's better than Siri.
She is. You hear that, Siri? You're on the way out.
Siri, she'd be fucking up. Yeah. Alexa is next level. Alexa's a top shelf bitch.
She is.
Yeah.
She's no side piece.
Matter of fact, not a top shelf, she's my bottom bitch.
Oh, I think that means that's your main one?
Yeah.
There it is.
Mm-hmm.
She's my
main superwoman, squeeze. Like Lil Mo. I have my light set up so that when I pull up to the house, they turn on.
That's dope.
Yeah, but it's in an app that you said you had no use for. It's an IFT.
Oh.
IFTT. Yeah, if this, then that.
Yeah.
Yeah,
it's not that I don't have any use for it. I really don't understand how to set it up.
No, you just set it up. Oh my god, it's so simple. If this, then that. And when you're setting stuff up, it'll say if, and then you choose the event, and then it says then, and then you choose the next event. So if I show up to my house, then the lights turn on.
Through Alexa?
No, just through the app. Because Alexa has control over the lights too, I can just say, "Alexa, lights off," or "Alexa, you know, give me Prince inspired lights," and the lights turn purple
because I set it up. Shut up! Does it do that?
I set it up that way.
Damn, that's awesome! That's so hip. I want to do that.
Yeah, say, "Alexa, give me something floral," and then yeah, I said it like I came up with a bunch of different phrases so that when girls come over, I can just make it seem like my house is just so fucking dope. But it's really just I've set it up.
Alexa, make it sexy time.
Yeah, and then red lights turn on.
My red lights are always on because it's always sexy time. You came into that microphone so hot.
Hey, I know where I'm at. I know my peripherals.
My depth perception is off. But yes, getting back to the situation, I am getting a new phone. Will I stick with it for the rest of my life? I don't know.
No. The reason why Ryan will not stay with an Android phone, because Ryan is too invested in the ecosystem that is Apple.
Yeah.
He's 10 years in, ladies and gentlemen. So that means he's got his MacBook. Mm-hmm. He's got his Apple Watch. All of those things that do stuff integrated through Apple's ecosystem. He's got an Apple TV. So whatever it is that you have that does stuff for you, automated stuff for you, Ryan has an Apple version of that.
But I can make this. I can get rid of the watch. I can get another watch.
That's fine.
I can sell the Apple TV and get the Fire TV.
That's fine as well.
And the computer. Well, the computer.
What about? See now. Okay, your calendar. You're gonna transition to a Google Calendar. Google Calendar.
Probably.
I don't know. There's so many decisions now.
All right. You know what? Don't. I just want.
Are you gonna transition to just texting and not iMessage?
That's the one big thing is like iMessage, you were like they have.
Are you going to be using WhatsApp? Because WhatsApp has.
Well, the bad thing also about the iMessage thing is people are going to start seeing my text coming in as green and no one's going to respond anymore. Because you know you never would like to respond to someone who has a green
text. I don't give up. Okay. No, I respond to everybody. Well, no, hold on. Let me backtrack that. I don't respond to much. But I'm indiscriminate about my not responding.
You don't even respond to me that much. You do, but when you do, I'll be like, "Hey, Phil, you want to come over tonight to start the podcast around 7 o'clock and then we can get some of the food?" Okay.
Yeah. What else do you need? No, see, coming from you objectively in front of everybody, what else is needed? I give you an okay. What do you want? What else do you want? What else do you want?
Sure. Sounds good, man. See you then. With an emoji.
You want an emoji? See, you want too much. I got to go down to the emoji button, change the keyboard, choose an emoji that's appropriate for the given situation.
I want a GIF.
Then go back and then send the shit. It's mad at work. Like, I can just, okay. I'm not about all my... You get my emojis when I'm talking to you in person.
Life emojis?
You get real life emojis.
Real life, IRL emojis.
You get IRL emojis, which essentially are emotions. So you get my emotions.
Oh, we just made this analog.
In the least gay way possible, you get my emotions.
Oh, I get your emotions. I know all about your emotions.
Yeah, you do.
Well, that's... That's the thing. I get to see it in front of me right here.
You get it in surround sound in HD,
Dolby Stereo,
full screen.
I'm so glad I don't have to shower tonight.
In 4K. What? How does that work?
Because I was just thinking, like, you know, it's getting a little close to bedtime, and you know, generally after work I go straight to the gym, and then I come home and I'm like, I should probably shower. I'm going to smell like a foot at work tomorrow. But I didn't go to the gym tonight. I came here to do this, and I don't have to shower. I can just go to bed.
I'm hoping you shower in the morning.
No.
What the fuck is that?
What am I doing in my sleep that I need to shower in the morning? What am I sweating in my sleep?
Oh my God, yes. You're absolutely sweating in your sleep.
I don't smell.
Holy shit.
I don't
smell. Is this a white thing?
I showered last night.
This is a white people thing.
I mean, I'm Italian, so I'm greasy. Well, I'm not greasy, but like my hair can get a little greasy, so I wash it in the sink.
You don't take a shower like at least once a day?
No.
Holy shit. That is crazy. No, hold on. Hold on. This is like news. Yo, hold up. You don't take a shower at least once a day?
No, not all the time.
That is bananas. Like the only time you don't take a shower once a day is if you can't make it home.
No, I'm home all the time.
I know you're home all the time.
I go to the gym. If I go to the gym and I work excessively hard, which I generally do, I take a shower. But like tonight, I'm not doing anything. We're sitting here. I'm going to bed in my underwear and a t-shirt with a fan on. Like, I'm not going to be sweating my balls off.
Yo, that is bugged out. I don't... Maybe we waste water at my house. And in that case, when I was growing up, we wasted a ton of water.
Yeah.
Because there was my mom, my dad, my six brothers and sisters, my three cousins, my grandmother.
All in one house?
Oh, my house is huge, bro.
I've seen your house. It's big, but geez, that's big as shit.
Yeah. And, I mean, you know, we live together. But all of us took a shower twice a day.
Twice a day?
Yeah. I mean, yo, you take a shower when you wake up. And then you take a shower when you, at the end of the day, to wash the day off of you.
What are you doing in your day?
Maybe it's because West Indians traditionally become nurses. And so you work in a hospital environment, so you got to wash that shit off. No, seriously. I don't know anybody. I mean, now I do. But
now, like, you do.
Fuck. Yo, just, that's
bananas. I don't smell. I'm Italian. Like, if I get sweaty and you rub bread on me, you'll get garlic bread.
Well, I don't know how that's supposed to be a good thing. You're supposed to wash the garlic off.
Yeah, it's good lubrication.
Wow. Oh,
not God. That kind. All right.
Wow. I mean, you just spit. But I just don't understand the one shower a week thing.
No. Oh, when did I say a week?
I don't know.
I didn't say a week.
There has to be some sort of a once per boom. There's a number, there's a slash, and then there's another number.
Listen,
there's a day, there's an amount.
If I go to the gym that night and I come home, I'm going to shower before I go to bed. Because I can't go to bed sweaty, sticky. But if I go to bed on a day I didn't go to the gym, like tonight, why do I need to shower?
Yo, this is crazy. That was me.
No, that was me.
It was both of us.
Like, another question. Like, if you shower
okay.
and you're fresh, this is going to be an off the wall question. And I don't want you to think that.
Go ahead.
I don't want you to think that I'm doing it. I'm just hypothetical. If you shower
uh-huh.
in the morning.
Yes.
And you're at work and you use the bathroom.
Yes.
Do you wash your hands after you use the peeing only, not number two?
I don't know number two any wells at home, but go ahead.
Really? That seems really unhealthy and really inconvenient.
It's very inconvenient.
Oh, I poop everywhere.
Oh,
I evacuate constantly.
That seems very unhealthy.
What?
It seems, well,
I eat a lot of salad.
Unsanitary. Well, that's
what, it, what, you're not going to get any diseases from your butt? That sounded wrong. That came out wrong. Yeah. You're not going to get...
So when you're pooping, where do you rest your meat?
On the sea.
The same place where everybody else rests their meat.
Yeah, but it's not like you can catch butt disease.
No, but you can catch meat disease.
I don't think... Are we talking about, like, front junk?
Yeah,
your front junk. No, it's junk. Not... My front junk is hanging in the front. It's not resting on the seat. This is getting...
I don't... But how... Nah, man. Nah. There's too much... I'm learning too much about white people today.
Listen, I'm a clean person.
Do you speak for your whole community?
No, I don't speak for my whole community. Okay. Maybe the hipster community. But I am a clean person. I'm a very clean person. Smell is a very important
so
thing to me.
So you say.
I'm a clean person.
Does your girl know that you shower once a week?
Yeah, we do it. We shower together.
Once a week.
Well, when she's here. I hope she doesn't mind me saying that. Hi. Hey. We'll talk about this later.
Yo, that is crazy.
It's just, it happens, man.
No, like, yo, I just don't understand. I shower every day.
There's way too many buses that go by this building. I shower
every other day. Thursday.
You're making it sound like a weak thing, like I'm a horse and you take me out back and spray me down with a hose.
You might as well be. You might as well be.
It's just Queens. There's no stables. There's hoses everywhere.
Is that why your soap lasts forever in your bathroom?
What's that?
Is that why the soap in your bathroom lasts forever?
Oh, yeah.
Jesus Christ.
Oh, yeah, man.
Yo, we be going through soap like it's nothing at my house, man.
You must have like a stock.
You go to the store and you buy a large amount. This is what you do when you go to the store. You buy large amounts of two things. Soap.
And toilet paper.
And toilet paper.
Well, you... Who, it's your mom, you.
Right now, it's just the two of us.
Well, I mean,
just the two of us. We can make it if you try. Just the two of us.
You and I.
So yeah, it's just the two. It's just my mom and I, and you, I don't.
I also live with a woman, and they use a lot more toilet paper than guys.
Yes, they use toilet paper.
They do.
Twice as much or twice as many times as men do, just sheer nature of going to the
bathroom. Unless they shake it off.
They can't. They twerk it off. That's pretty. Do girls do that?
No, I don't
think
girls, so.
You think girls go to the bathroom and they twerk it off?
No, I don't think it would
work. They twerk off the rest?
I think it wouldn't. I think it's not as effective.
I think it is.
And if you twerk three times in a row, are you masturbating? Because you know that's the rule with guys.
Yeah, if you shake it more than one.
If you shake it more than three times, you're touching yourself.
You're playing yourself.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, it's yours. You could wash it for as long and as hard as you want.
I mean, that's another thing. Like bathroom etiquette, like urinals. Like the bar we were at on Saturday. No urinals, troughed.
The trough is always hilarious.
The trough is the weirdest thing, because I don't want to, like, urinals, there could either be a wall there or there's not, and if there's not, you respect the guy next to you and you just look straight at the wall.
You know what I always appreciate? The trough with the ice.
Ugh. It's half melted in the middle.
You know what the ice is for, right?
To get rid of the smell?
Yes.
Yeah.
Because when it's warmer, it smells more. When it's hot. Ooh.
Hot pee.
Ooh, so I was eating asparagus.
Oh, Jesus Christ. But this place had a trough, and like you were just, there's nothing, they're just out in the open, just pissing. And I mean, obviously, just you're not supposed
swing
to look.
It.
Just
swing it. Is all where all the dicks hang out?
Yeah, that's why I always pee in the stalls, and never in the urinals.
No, I just, I think the trough makes sense. With the ice is dope because it, you know, the smell is diminished.
You guys want a cool cup of piss?
You want some piss on the rocks?
Oh, God. That's
shaken, not stirred.
Oh, but wait. No, it's just too much. It's just too much.
No, but like, I'm still just in awe. Right.
Well, I think this is a good time to close it out. And
I don't know. I feel like you're just trying to close up because
I'm trying to walk away. Oh, let's just walk away and forget this shit.
Yeah, I never said I showered once a week.
I never said once a week.
You see how fake news spreads?
Oh man.
Fake news spreads just like that.
So quickly, too.
So quickly, all of a sudden. You see that?
Yeah.
Everybody knows that Ryan only showers once a week.
Stop putting that out there.
I'm just saying, I didn't say that. I'm just saying that people are gonna think that you shower once a week. Because you didn't confirm or deny that you only shower once a week. That's crazy that Ryan showers.
Multiple.
I it's crazy that people believe that Ryan showers once a week.
So you can find Hipster and Homeboy on iTunes now. Do you want to talk about that real quick, Phil?
We can talk. Okay, so what you're going to do is you're going to go on www.ryanshowersonceaweek.com.
Motherfucker. You motherfucker. Son of a bitch.
So we're... So it's Hipster_Homeboy @Instagram, Hipster_Homeboy @Twitter, Hipster and Homeboy on SoundCloud, and what?
And on Facebook as
and,
well.
And on the books, on the Argue books,
Book. On Argue Book, it's facebook.com/Hipster and Homeboy.
Hipster and Homeboy.
And now, Phil will tell you about this one because he's so excited about it.
What am I excited about?
Because you were the one that kept bugging me about getting on there.
Oh, the iTunes. We're on the iTunes.
iTizzles?
I to the tunes. So we're going to be on iTunes podcasts, Hipster and Homeboy.
Just search for that shit.
And then hit the subscribe button.
Subscribe.
Don't worry about listening. Just subscribe.
Yeah, just keep subscribing and then keep downloading.
Because once you hear it the first time, you're fucking hooked.
Yeah, that's right.
We're Heron on there. In your veins in the 60s, nigga.
Oh, I wish.
You can't say that.
I can't. So, yeah, that's it. We are on iTunes now. You guys can listen to us on there, on SoundCloud, and pretty soon Stitcher, which is another one.
Yep. And then we're going to be on all the social networks.
All the social networks.
Until we meet again, I'm Phil, and I'm a homeboy.
I'm Ryan. I'm that hipster.
And drinks up.
Later, guys.